Rotai, we're going to continue in Halachot of Purim. We don't have much more time, so we'll try to cram in a little bit over here. We're on page Kuf Yud Zayin, and the dinei of Mishloach, we're going to do the dinim of Mishloach Manot in short, and as well as Matanot Levanim. We're not going to go through all the details, just basic details. So page Kuf Yud Zayin here in the Sefer Chazon of Avadia. Chayav Adam Lishloach Lechavaro B'Yom Purim Shtei Manot Shel Shnei Minei Ochalim O Shnei Minei Tavshil O Shtei Manot Basar. Long story short, a person has the obligation to give one friend two dishes or two types of food. It's like it says in the Megillah, "Asot otam yemei mishteh v'simcha u'mishloach manot ish l're'eru." It says "Mishloach manot ish l're'eru" in the Megillah, "U'matanot le'evonim." That's the source for this mitzvah. Now, Chacham Avadia brings down two reasons that are brought down as to why we have this obligation. One, the reason is ki al yedei she'adam sholech lechaverot teshuar mincha mabia lo beze et rigshei avoto v'chibato elav v'al yedei ze notea b'libo gam ken ahava ve'achva shalom ve'rod ki kamaim hapanim lepanim ken le'adam le'adam shekol mishpatei toratenu hakdosha le'arbot shalom ben adam lechavero kmo she'nemar de'achera de'achrei noam v'chol netivotea shalom. Basically, when a person gives a gift to his friend, it's an expression of love and ahava ve'achva to his friend, and what happens is that friend, it's reciprocal, he sends back the love towards him. And in that way, it increases love between other Jews, and that is what the Torah is all about. Secondly, ve'od, ki yashnam anashim mechusrei kol, there are people who are lacking their basic needs, tzenuim ba'alichotahem, and they're very modest in how they go about it. Asher yevoshu lifshot yadam lekabel tzedakah kedei lekayem mitzvat seudat purim achal mishne kadat. They're going to be embarrassed to reach out their hand and ask for money or for food so that they could be mekayem the mitzvah of the seudah of Purim. Ma she'en ken kesholach lehem derech kavod mishloach manot ish l're'eru lo yevoshu v'lo yikalmu. Basically, there might be poor people that won't be able to afford food for Seudat Purim, and by giving them money and telling them it's for poor people like yourself, they're going to be very embarrassed. However, if you give them a Mishloach Manot, which you give everyone, so it kind of camouflages the tzedakah that you're giving him. It covers it up, and basically covers it up in a way that you're saying, I'm giving it to everyone, not just you. It's Mishloach Manot. I have the obligation to give it to poor people, rich people, and everyone. That way, it's going to make the person feel comfortable in taking the food. And in that way, you are giving him the Mishloach Manot. So it just shows that this is what our Torah is all about. Our Torah is all about Ben Adam L'Chaviro, not embarrassing someone, giving the needy what they need, etc. So we're going to skip right now to Matanot Evanim in very, very short. It's on page Kuf Samech Hei. Mitzvah latet shtei matanot l'shnei Evanim b'yom ha-purim. It's a mitzvah to give two different gifts to two separate people. Dehainu matana achad l'kol evyon, meaning one to each. So we're going to skip to page Kuf Samech Chet. En medakdekim b'maot purim ela kol poshet yado litol notnim lo. So usually throughout the year we have the obligation of investigating in the ani. Does he need the money? Does he not need the money? But on Purim, whoever reaches his hand, you have to give him. That's brought down in the name of the Shar Kavanot. And in addition, this is an amazing thing. Mutav le'adam leharbot kemeitav yachalto matanot le'evonim mi leharbot besudato v'mishloach manot le'reu. That there's a bigger, greater obligation, there's a greater mitzvah to increase in the money, to spend more money on the money that you give, on what you give to the poor people, matan le'evonim, than what you give for mishloach manot, and even the money that you spend on the seudah. It's a very big misconception. There are people that spend hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on mishloach manot, which is a beautiful thing, but then give, $20, $30 to matan le'evonim just to fulfill the requirement. According to this, there's a greater obligation, a greater mitzvah to spend money on matanot le'evonim, to give money to the poor, than for your own personal seudah or for the mishloach manot that you give to your friend. She'en simcha gedola mfo'ara ela b'mesameach lev aniim v'yitomim v'almanot. There's no greater simcha than to make happy poor people, orphans, and widows. Shamasameach lev ha'umlalim ha'ele dome l'shechina. When a person makes these people happy, the above people happy, he's similar to the Shechina. He's acting like the Shechina Kedosha. How so? Because the pasuk says, le'achayot ruach shefalim u'le'achayot lev nitka'im. The Shechina Kedosha causes to live the lowly people and the ones who are depressed. So, Abatai, it's a very important thing that we should know Matanot Avinim, the importance of it, and how great the mitzvah is, and how great our Torah is, that it worries about the poor people, it worries about the depressed people, the ones who are needy, worries about them, because the way of the Torah is peace and to increase love between Jews. We have 10 people.